morning and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And I'm so glad that you have joined us this morning for our service on Zoom. And for those of you who are joining us later, welcome also. We're so glad that you are joining us to listen to this talk today. And so as we begin our service, I would like to read our mission statement. And so if you know that, I invite you to say it along with me. And it goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's exactly what we're up to here at Living Beyond Limits. Is we are awakening to the truth of our own true nature, that we are spiritual beings here as emissaries of that divine presence, here as incarnations, individuations of that divine presence. And as we do that, we bring that presence of spirit into the world, whether it be the presence of peace or the energy of love, or standing in the truth of our own wholeness or our own authentic power, or even being creative and bringing something creative into the world. All of those are some of the ways that we give way to that presence of spirit in the world. But as we come to recognize that those qualities and those characteristics of that divine presence reside within us all of the time, that they are innate to our beingness, that then we are empowered to be able to be a presence of love or peace or stand in our own wholeness when the world is not reflecting that back to us. And so as we do that, we participate in our own spiritual evolution. And because we are all connected to everyone and everything, we participate in the evolution of the collective as well. Not just is our conversation different, which affects that person in that situation, but because we are all in this one collective pool of energy, it goes out like ripples on a pond and affects the whole. And so I thank each and every single one of you for walking this path, for giving way to your own spirit, and for being a beneficial presence in this world. Thank you for that. And so I'm going to invite our practitioner, Barbara Conant, now. She is going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are and do a contemplative reading for us. So I invite you just to kind of settle into yourself and to let yourself become centered and open and grounded and present right here.
Moving my thoughts to a deeper space within, I become aware of the one who nurtures and supports me through all my daily activities. And in this nurturing space, I wake to the truth of life. This infinite one is always right where everyone is. And we hear the voice of our higher power quietly revealing its presence to us. And we recognize its inexhaustible presence of limitless love, which helps us understand that each one of us is part of the essence of divine spirit. We know the divine within us, and we share this part of ourself in a greater and more meaningful way with those we love and those we have yet to meet. Our life is an ever-unfolding experience of the one's love and nurturing presence, giving to us all we need to grow and thrive. And I give thanks for this presence in my life. It supports all of us and brings peace and comfort when challenged by life's ups and downs. And so today, I bless Reverend Jennifer and her inspired words of wisdom and guidance, which opens us to a greater acceptance of truth. I bless Living Beyond Limits and everyone watching on Zoom and all spiritual paths which bless and lead to spirit within. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. And it's titled, I Let Life Move Me Forward Into Greater Good. And it begins, there are no anchors in my world to fasten me to any one situation forever. I accept the ever-changing, ever-unfolding action of God in my experience. I have faith that life impels me into greater good for myself and for all who comprise my world. I appreciate the past, but it cannot bind me to any person, place, or thing. It is now a neutralized memory of good, and its knowledge is available to me, but its negative power is gone. Today is the day of glory, and tomorrow is alive with the possibilities of creative self-expression. There are no impediments to the divine impulse within me. My consciousness is cleansed and awaits all new ideas with expectancy. These ideas will take me out of the present mediocrities into the heaven of fresh conditions. As I let life move me forward, I find joy on every hand and love in every heart. New friendships, new opportunities, new environment, and new experience appear to be enjoyed and to be praised. I do not miss the patterns from which I have emerged, for greater good is mine today than I have ever known before. I bless the old, but I welcome with open arms the new. I let changes take place in my life. I know they must, and I know they will, whether I say yes or no. All changes accepted as a spiritual adventure are for the good. I break all chains which bind me and walk free into God's great experience of life. New forms of good come to me, emanate from me, and appear around me today. And so it is.
Thank you, Barbara, very much.
Welcome.
And so welcome to our third week in participating in the Season for Nonviolence, which I think you all know is all about creating a culture of peace. And so we've talked about the importance of holding a high vision for our country, for the world, even for our own lives, regardless of what is going on around us. We've talked about the importance of looking beyond our prejudices and our stereotypes to see that what we have been judging, the people in the situations, are really much more complex than what that judgment has been telling us. And then last week, we talked about forgiveness and how forgiving is for us, that forgiving enables us to be at peace, enables us to be free, and enables us to be open to the gifts that are at hand in the present moment. And so today, I'm talking about that in order to be at peace during these tumultuous times, it behooves us to recognize, to realize, to know that there is a bigger picture that there is a bigger picture happening than what it is that we see on the surface. There is more to that. For it certainly seems like right now we are in times that do not feel very peaceful, in times that do not feel very stable, things that do not feel very sure. In fact, things feel quite unsure, and it feels to me right now like we are living in this culture that is just overflowing with fear. Fear that someone is going to give you COVID, or fear that someone in your family or one of your loved ones is going to get sick. Fear about the economy or about inflation. Fear about the stock market or your retirement portfolio. Fear that the other party is going to ruin this country. And even a fear about the stability of democracy. And then there's just really small things in our lives that also cause us to feel stress or anxiety or fear. Even things like, do we meet in person for church or do we continue doing this on Zoom? Things like, do I go to that restaurant with my friends where people are going to have masks off and eating, or do I not do that? Even things like, do I have the right mask to wear when I'm going out? Any of those things can cause us to have anxiety. Any of those things can cause us to feel afraid and to feel like we're not standing on solid ground. And as things change every day, it makes us feel that much more vulnerable and like we're not standing on solid ground. As human beings, we want to know that we are safe. We want to know that we are okay. We want to know that we are secure. Anwar Sadat said, "Fear is, I believe, a most effective tool in destroying the soul of an individual or the soul of a people." Boy, doesn't that kind of feel like what's happening right now? This country and all of its people have been in so much fear, it destroys the soul of a person or the soul of a people. And so I read something about fear this week that I'd like to share with you. It says, "One of the most majestic of all creatures is the tiger. For many years, these big, beautiful creatures have puzzled researchers. It seems that when tigers hunt, they have a remarkable capacity for causing their prey to be paralyzed in fear, a capacity greater than any of the other big cats. As the tiger charges towards its hapless prey, it lets out a spine-chilling roar. Now, you'd think this would be enough to cause the prey to turn and run for its life. But instead, it often freezes and soon becomes food for the tiger. At the turn of this century, scientists at the Fauna Communication Research Institute in North Carolina discovered why you're likely to freeze to the spot rather than run when the tiger charges. When the tiger roars, it lets out sound waves that are audible, the ones that sound terrifying. It also lets out a sound that at such a low frequency that you can't hear it, but you can feel it. And so as the tiger emerges from the undergrowth, flashing its colors, the sound of its roar and the impact of the unheard but felt sound waves combine to provide an all-out assault on your senses. The effect is that you are momentarily paralyzed. So even though there may be time to avoid the tiger, you are tricked into standing still long enough for the tiger to leap on you. Our fears often operate in the same way. They paralyze us into inactivity, even when the real threat is not immediately upon us. Part of the overcoming of the challenges before us is to recognize the ability for our fear of what might happen to stop us from dealing well with the challenges. All of those fears that I mentioned are fears about what might happen. And sometimes they feel like they immobilize us. And sometimes they certainly feel like they cause us to not live from our spiritual self. or to live from our spiritual values, or even to bring our best selves to life. And so I think that when things feel stressful and tumultuous and fearful, like things have been feeling in the world, I think we begin by recognizing that we are spiritual beings. I think we begin by recognizing as spiritual beings that we are eternal and that we are whole. Our essential nature is wholeness. We are the wholeness of the one here in form. And so wholeness is defined as a thing that is complete in itself, intact, adequate, complete, sufficient, not flawed or missing anything. Your wholeness is the very essence of your spirit. Your wholeness is spirit, and your wholeness is intact. Your wholeness is adequate. Your wholeness is sufficient. That means then if your wholeness is always intact and adequate and sufficient, that no matter what is happening in the world, you are okay. You are safe. That nothing can damage or destroy your wholeness. The wholeness that you are. The wholeness of your spirit. The wholeness of spirit that is you. And when we stand in the truth of our own wholeness, that nothing can damage us, when we know who we are, then we feel safe, regardless of what's happening around us. And when we know that we are safe, and when we feel grounded, then we feel peaceful. Then we can look through the eyes of our spirit. Then we can look at things in the world from a higher perspective. You know, Einstein said, we cannot solve a problem at the same level that created the problem. We cannot change a reality if we remain in the same consciousness that made that circumstance. We cannot resolve the problems of the world when we are caught up in fear. We cannot solve the problems of the world when we see the other as enemy. You know, we're all in this together. From the safety of our spirit and from the safety of our own wholeness, we can then see from the perspective that there is more happening than what appears on the surface. There is more happening to what is going on. There is a bigger picture. There's a bigger picture to all of this that's going on in this country right now. There's a bigger picture even to the fact that Living Beyond Limits is meeting online and not in person. There's always a bigger picture happening. Whether it's in this country or even in our personal lives, when something's up and something's distressing, there's a bigger picture and there's an invitation in it. It is only though when we know that we are safe that we can actually feel the call of our hearts, the pull of our hearts, that we can feel the pull of our spirit. Only when we are grounded in that feeling and knowing that we are safe. It is only when we know that we are safe that we can actually be the change that we wish to see in the world. And I really believe that as awakening spiritual beings, our job is to participate in creating that world that we want to live in. Our job is to participate in the unfolding of that bigger picture. And so the title of my talk today is The Great Discovery. When we discover that we are here in these human bodies on planet Earth, incarnated at this time, when we recognize that we are here to give way to spirit in a greater way and to discover our own true nature, then we are able to give way to what the world is calling for. Then we are able to give way to the needs of our own soul, the need to express our true nature, the need to discover and to unfold our potential, the need to be the love that you are. I believe the purpose of life is to give way to spirit in ever greater ways and to give way to our spirit in ever greater ways. We do that through things like discovering or experience or expressing love in a greater way than we ever have before up until this moment. We do that by bringing beauty into the world. We do that by bringing peace to a situation that is not peaceful, or by discovering solutions to problems that had not been discovered before, creative solutions. We embrace our spirit and live from our spirit when we bring more into our circle, more people, more different kinds of people, more different experiences. When we bring that into our embrace and practice inclusivity, and we do that when we discover our own innate power, which is a power for good. That is how we bring forward our spiritual nature. That's how we evolve and how we grow. Reverend Petra Weldes, who is one of my favorite ministers, said, "Without you forever becoming who you are meant to be, the one infinite universal life is not fully expressed and cannot fully experience itself." Without us becoming who we are meant to be, that infinite presence cannot fully experience itself. Spirit experiences the fullness of its being by means of us. And the greater our expression in the world, the more spirit experiences of itself. And when we are stuck in fear, then we hinder the universe unfolding. We hinder it evolving its own expression. And I think two of the biggest things that keep us from being that open conduit for spirit, for experiencing and expressing our own spirit, is one, judgment of others, and two, fear. And so I'd like to do a little exercise with you right now. So I invite you to close your eyes and to imagine yourself in a situation where you would normally judge someone. Imagine the scene right before you. Where are you? Imagine the other person, the one that you judge, is right there with you. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And now, center your awareness in the energy of love that is within you. It's almost as if your body is a bubble that encompasses the energy of love. Allow yourself to feel that love. And notice that you didn't have to create it. You didn't have to bring it in from the outside. That love is innate to your beingness. It is the energy of your spirit. And from this place of love, from this place of your spirit, which this is, now view that person that you judge. And how has looking through the eyes of love or your spirit changed things? Looking from that energy of love, how does it change your experience? How does it change your perspective? And so I invite you to go ahead and open your eyes. And so my invitation to you is that when things feel tumultuous, when things feel distressing, when things feel unstable, or you find yourself in fear, to remember your wholeness. To remember that you are whole and you are complete in yourself, that you are sufficient, and that nothing can change that. Your wholeness is a fact. Your wholeness is. Feel that for a second. Rest in that. Your wholeness is a fact. Nothing can change that. Your wholeness simply is. And second, that know that whatever is happening in your own personal life, or whatever is happening in the world or in this country, that there is more happening than what it appears to be on the surface. Know that there is a bigger picture unfolding itself. That is the evolution of spirit unfolding itself by means of each one of us. And know that you and that your life is a part of that unfolding. It's a part of creating what it is that is seeking to become in this world. And third, when you find yourself in judgment, move into that love within yourself. It's the most potent power that there is. Summons up that love. Let it rise. Feel it. Let yourself rest in it. And then look through the eyes of love. Let it soften your perspective. Let it soften your evaluation. Give it room. Give love room so that you can feel your spirit, so that you can come from your spirit. And as a result of that, you'll be experiencing more peace within yourself and creating more peace all around you. And so I'd like to close with a quote from Ernest Holmes. He says, "Since universal spirit is infinite, the possibility of human expansion is limitless. We could never exhaust the possibilities of the infinite, for by definition, that is impossible." So no matter how much you have grown already, no matter how much you already have discovered who you are, no matter how much you give way to your spirit, there will always be more. It is an infinite presence that is seeking to unfold itself through us. And we have come here to give way to that presence, to give way to that presence in an ever greater way, to discover who we are, and to give way to that nature, our own spiritual nature. So blessings to every single one of you on this path of discovery, self-discovery, on this path of discovering and being love in this world, and on this path of living this most beautiful life that you get to create moment by moment. So blessings to each of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is to be living this life in God. How good it is to be living in recognition that we are forever immersed in this presence, a presence that is infinite, a presence whose very nature is love and peace and creativity and good without bounds. How good it is to recognize not only are we living in this presence, but that presence resides within our own beingness, that it is the very essence of our spirit, and that we feel it in our heart, for it is love. And so today we walk this spiritual path. We live this life consciously, with open eyes and an open mind, connected to spirit, from a place of love and a place of gratitude and a place of sharing our spirit with the world. And so during this season for nonviolence, or every day, we are committed to bringing our spirit into the world and to being a conduit for peace. And so we take kindness with us. We look through the eyes of our spirit. We remember our wholeness, that we are always and eternally whole. And we bring our heart with us wherever we go. And for this, I am grateful. And I also speak this world, this word for this world, for every single person, every single household, every single heart, every single life, knowing that spirit is unfolding itself, fulfilling the need, whatever the need might be, as abundance and opulence, as health and wholeness, as harmony and peace and love. that it is making itself known and it is making itself felt by every person that is open to that. And I also know that there's a stirring in the hearts of every person who has not been open to spirit, a stirring in the heart, which is a stirring of their own spirit to be a conduit in this world by whatever name people want to call it. For spirit is having its way right now through each and every single one of us. And for this, I am grateful. And so in our commitment, we just simply say yes to the call of our spirits. Yes to living this life from our highest being and the highest perspective that we are able to bring forward into our own awareness. And for that, I am grateful. And so I release this prayer into the infinite law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now because it is the truth. And we look to it and it unfolds itself in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. And so I release this prayer and in gratitude, I say, and so it is. So we will be here on Zoom again for the next couple weeks. Our intention is to meet back in person at Skylinks on February 20th. I haven't heard back from them, but that's our intention. So we'll see what happens. And also on February 20th, we are going to have a potluck lunch at Chris and Peggy's house after service. So put that on your calendar. We'd love to have you join us. It feels like it's been a long time since we got to hang out together and just be in the company of each other. So we'll be outside in the backyard and get to just spend some nice time together. So put that on your calendar. I want to thank all of you for your continued financial support of Living Beyond Limits. Your board and I greatly appreciate it. You will actually be receiving your tax letters this week. I'm putting them in the mail today. And if you are not supporting us and you would like to, you can go to our website and you can use PayPal, you can use Zelle, or you can mail a check to my house. So thank you all for that. If you would like to stay online, we're going to stay and have a little conversation. If you want to play and be a part of that, I invite you to stay online. If you have other things to do, have a wonderful, wonderful day and know that you are loved. And know that we are so grateful that you are a part of this family and that we hold you in our hearts all the time. So blessings to all of you.